Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence, and yes, the Insight calling. There is a stage. Coming up, Germany sings for Iceland, Amanda Holden talks for the UK, and Duncan Lawrence charts for the Netherlands. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, Ewan Spence here, and wherever, whenever you're listening to the show, welcome. 7 days in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest, brought to you with the ESC Insight News Pod right here. www.escinsight for the website, shares, comments, links, likes, loves, all of that, and patreon.com/escinsight if you want to help support the podcast. Right then, well, we're another 7 days closer to the Eurovision Song Contest. The diary still blares out Tuesday the 18th and Thursday the 20th of May for the semi-finals, the grand final on Saturday the 22nd as well. And as always, we've got a little bit more news about the show, a little bit about the countries and the songs that are taking part, and a little further look afield. Well, two words for the wrong way around. Anyway, right then, let's start with the award nominations. Yes, last year's Europe Shine a Light show, which was broadcast when the song contest was due to take place, but of course, 2020. That is up for the one of the awards in the annual Rockies television awards show. It's in the comedy and variety section. It's up against the Baroness von Sketch Show, Famalam, Frankenstein, How to Make a Monster, and Top Gear. When we get the results on that, we will let you know. In terms of this year's show, as we've alluded to before, every week we get just a little bit more information about the running order, the acts that are going to be on from the main broadcast or the interval acts, and this week is no different. Our big show details is Steve Wright will be... No, it's not big show Steve Wright. It's the first semi-final and it's the interval act, the period between the songs finishing, then votes all get counted while the interval act is going on, and then the 10 qualifiers will be announced. One of the portions of that will be taken up by a song called The Power of Water, with singer Davina Michel and actress Thekla Royten joining in on that. Recordings have taken place on dams, sluices, locks, dikes and levees all around the Netherlands, reflecting the importance of water and sea defences and all of that in the country. And on the night, we're also promised some augmented reality water filling the Ahoy Theatre. Now, the official website, alongside the 39 official videos, have launched a series of videos called Music First, one for each country, which also goes behind the scenes, but this time with the artist to talk about the songwriting process and the recording, youtube.com/Eurovision. When you go there, you'll find another behind the scenes video, this case about the filming of the postcards. This year's is going to be tiny houses going around the Netherlands, and each of the performers or bands popping up inside one of these tiny houses through the power of green screen coma key special effects. In terms of the houses themselves, think the sort of frame you would get around a Wendy house, but in neon with some solid colour walls going on in the background. Have a look at that video, you'll see what's going on, and you'll be a little ahead of everybody else on what's going to happen between the songs when we get to the contest. Let's see other things about the contest. We have our hosts for the press conferences. There are 83 press conferences that happen over the 2 weeks backstage. Most of them, of course, are with the countries and performers. They do one after each rehearsal, but you will also hear from the organisers. You will also hear from the EBU itself. Sometimes there's even a press conference reminding you that the Junior Eurovision is going to be on later on in the year as well. The majority of these, though, are going to be just for the press inside the digital press room. But the official YouTube channel will be live streaming the press conferences after both semi-finals and the grand final for everybody to watch as well. So you yourself can go backstage after the main show as well. And our hosts are Kusa van Planternien, Hila Nurzai and Samia Hafsari. And finally, perhaps most importantly, the stage is here. Now, the build started on the stage. It's due to take about 2 weeks to go with all the rigging in, the lights, the power, the pyro points, the ramps, everything else around the arena. Yes, even though the show is not until May the 22nd, well, May the 18th if we count the semi-finals, and we should, because you need to, well, you need the stage finished long before that, because all the rehearsals have got to be done through from the acts. That takes place, and they start on, like, May the 8th. Before that, there's a week of rehearsals with stand-in performers just to get the initial sort of coarse camera angles and lighting worked out before the main delegations get there. So the deadline for having the stage finished is actually quite close. It's April the 28th. But the team are behind that in what they believe is the most complicated live broadcast in Dutch television history. No pressure there. Okay, so there's a couple more acoustic versions of the songs being released up on the official YouTube channel. Last week, as you might remember, we had the versions from Portugal and France going on there. This week, if you swing by, you will find an acoustic version for... Well, it's not acoustic, it's a slower version from Azerbaijan. The acoustic version is from Albania, and we have a symphonic version of Malta's song as well. I presume we're going to get quite a lot of these alternate versions coming up. With less press events, less in public and preview events, we need to find out more about the artists, so we want to vote for them. So we're going to have a lot more of that. In terms of getting the word out, as we said last week, there are a number of review shows coming out for the main broadcasters. Norway and Iceland both start this Saturday, April the 17th. So that's tomorrow as we record the podcast. They're going to be joined by Finland's review show, Visa Kulpla, but we're not getting the traditional song check show from Germany this year due to budget issues with the national broadcaster there. Okay, country news now, and let's start with Australia. If any country is going to have to rely on the pre-filmed backup tape, it's Australia. Every song has a 3-minute version that's already been recorded and submitted to the EBU if they can't make it to Rotterdam, or even get to Rotterdam and can't make it onto the stage for whatever reason. While there are strict procedures in place, and there is a waiver process to allow delegations into the Netherlands with more testing going on every day, but less in terms of quarantine, the strict procedures to leave Australia are very, very strict, as you would expect. You need to have strong, compassionate or compelling reasons to leave Australia during this period. With the backup tape already with the EBU, is having to be on the stage a compelling reason? Well, we're going to keep an eye on that one. Belgium, Hooverphonic's 11th album, Hidden Stories, is going to be released in May ahead of their appearance at the Song Contest. Now, this sounds great, but it is a bit of a double-edged sword. The band's appearance on the Eurovision stage should bring in more potential eyes and ears to find their songs and find the new album. But at the same time, they've got to promote the new album to their normal fan base while focusing on the song contest as well. So it's a very careful balance. Some artists have done really well in that balance in previous years, some perhaps less so, focusing more on the album and letting the performance slip. Iceland. Oh, we got some awards here as well. Daffy Fair picks up two People's Choice Awards, or however People's Choice is spoken in Icelandic. He won Singer of 2020 and, well, 2021, and Music Video of 2021, for the songs that he did in 2020. That was, of course, Think About Things, which is going to be Iceland's entry to the song contest last year. Well, it was their entry. It just didn't go on stage and nobody could vote for it. So whether it would have won or not is going to be discussed for a long time. Also, curious one with Iceland here. The song 10 Years has a choir on the backing tape because of everything that's going on. For the first time, as long as I can remember, you're allowed to put singing voices on the backing tape rather than having to have them on stage, which was a cast iron rule up until this year. That means that Daffy Fair decided to leverage all the fan community earlier in the year and say, here are the lines I need you to sing in the choir, submit your singing of the lyrics to me, I'll choose 100, they will be on the tape and they will be in the Eurovision show. One of those voices is Jenrik, who is singing this year for Germany. Now, This is a fun one because the rule book says nobody can sing for another country when they're singing. You can't double up. But that's doubling up physically on stage. Henrik's voice is on the backing tape. We're going to keep an eye on that one because the rules lawyers are going to have a great time unpicking that one there as well. Malta, a quick note from Malta, Destiny Sungja Mikas will have four backing dancers. And given that Malta is working with the Swedish-based Jean-Baptiste group, those four dancers have already had experience in this year's Eurovision season. They've been some of the house dancers at Sweden's Melody Festival and national final that ran through February and March. So, continuing their association with the contest. Netherlands, yes, there's a lot going on in Rotterdam right now, but let's not forget America. Duncan Lawrence's Arcade, through the power of appearing on the Ellen Chat Show, when TikTok and Nightcore versions and all of that of the winning song from 2019, still the reigning Eurovision champion song, has entered the US Billboard charts. It's a new entry in the top 100 at number 100. Still, it's going to climb higher up, and even if it doesn't, you got in the charts. That's enough. That'll do for this evening. Switzerland, a little fun note from Switzerland. Antula Universe, the song that Jons Tears is taking, it's an internal selection. It was in a runoff with a handful of other songs. Turns out one of those songs was the English language version of Antula Universe. The French version went out. That's the one you'll hear on stage when we get to Rotterdam, but I'm sure we're going to be hearing the English version at some point in the near future. And finally, I'm not going to flag up every single commentary team and host announcement that's going on across all of the 39 broadcasters who are taking part actively, but the BBC has announced Ken Bruce will be leading the Eurovision Song Contest commentary on Radio 2 for the billionth year. Rumours that he and Marty Whelan have been doing it since God was a boy are probably accurate. The TV team, Graham Norton for the Saturday Night Grand Final, Ryland Clark Neil, Scott Mills in the booth for the semi-final, and they'll be joined by Chelsea Grimes, who's new to the Eurovision Song Contest for the semi-final team, and announcing the jury scores on the Saturday night, giving out the classic Du Poin, will be Amanda Holden. Okay, what have we got to look forward to around the community? Of course, Jukebox Jury continues. You can pick that up on the AC Insight podcast every Monday evening, or you can listen to the extended version on the podcast radio, 8 p.m. Saturday, thepodcastradio.co.uk, where you find ourselves and a whole bundle of other podcasts to listen to as well. Europe's Heartbeat continues to preview the song contest on a weekly basis every Saturday at europesheartbeat.com for the listen again facilities there, or listen live at radio6.com. For Radio 6 International's premiere. In terms of preview parties, Eurovision Concert in the Dark from the team at Eurowise announced that Monselmolo will be their headliner. That's on April the 21st. Eurovision Spain, we'll get some more names to them next week, hopefully, but Saturday, April the 24th. And we have another preview party to pop in there. It will be streaming on YouTube. It is the Adriatic Pre-Party, the first Balkan pre-party. It is organised by the Croatian Eurovision Club. It's going to be on Saturday, May the 1st. The artist are going to be announced the week before that show as well. So basically, after Eurovision Spain's preview party, we'll see who's going to turn up and do all again the week again after, with new songs, new artists, and everything else over in Croatia. That's us. That's Eurovision news for this week. We're getting closer. We're less than 40 days to go. So everybody out there, just get ready with your scorecards. Stay safe. Be kind. Ta-ra for now. Let's have the guitars. The ESC Insight News podcast this week was hosted by Ewan Spence, written by Ewan Spence and the team at ESC Insight. Find out more at escinsight.com. Support us at patreon.escinsight.com as well.